Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports and ask him if he is buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There is also an option for pending. My name is Alex, by the way. It has been an interesting week for the New England Patriots. First, they get blown out of the water by the Jags. Jalen Ramsey got proven very correct as they shut down Gronk and the rest of the average wideouts the Patriots have. Or should I say had, because they then traded a late-round pick for Josh Gordon, who, when is not on the pot, is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Of course, the times he's not on the pot are dwarfed by the times he is, so he hasn't been able to play much recently. We've seen what New England can do with fifth-round picks, but it seems like Tom Brady really needed someone other than Gronk to throw the ball to. The prospectus, the Patriots trading for Josh Gordon was a smart move.
So he's got 19 receptions since 2014.
Played last week, caught a touchdown.
Give me that prospectus again.
Or was that the first game? The Patriots trading for Josh Gordon was a smart move.
I think basically it is a smart move because there's no risk involved. A fifth rounder, they'll wind up getting that back when they trade Brady. I'm gonna buy that.
Wow!
And that is not all. A new book called Belichick by Ian O'Connor details a relationship with the Patriots players and coaches have with each other. Includes interviews with around 350 people about the Patriots coach. Big takeaway from the book is that Brady wants a divorce from his coach, and that as late as March, he considered walking away from football because he's tired of him. A source told O'Connor, if you're married 18 years to a grouchy person who gets under your skin and never compliments you, after a while, you want to divorce him. The prospectus, you buy or sell Brady considered walking away because of Bill Belichick.
First of all, I can't catch the ball and throw it. Where's he going to go?
He gone!
Where's he going to go where he wins the conference every year? Like I said, this is such first world made up melodramatic Kardashian crap. No sale.
The best story of the NFL season so far, clearly, is Fitzmagic. Ryan Fitzpatrick in the first 2 weeks against the Saints and Eagles, both wins for the Bucs. 48 of 61, that is 78% for 819 yards and 8 touchdowns with one pick. His rating is 151.5. He is the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Ever.
You cannot argue against that. This, at the same time, Jameis Winston got sued by the Uber driver who got him suspended. Winston has a trail of baggery in his wake, and I'm not sure if you've heard this, but Fitzmagic went to Harvard and is a pretty stand-up dude. Also, DeSean Jackson said there's no way the Bucs would bench him with the way he's playing, despite Jameis being their franchise quarterback. So the prospectus, the Bucs should keep Fitzmagic the starter when Jameis gets back.
If they're 4-0 and he's got 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, and no picks, there's not even a shot. So this is tailor-made for pending.
Sure is.
For pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
I was going to say. Oregon and Stanford this Saturday, the return of College Game Day to Eugene always brings a lot of hype and excitement. Hopefully it motivates fans to actually go to Autzen this week, and they haven't had a sellout in a while. We actually mentioned it earlier today. It's the Civil War of last season, so I guess it hasn't been that long. After having the streak end in 2016, after 17 years and 110 games, we've seen the lowest attended games since the stadium expanded this season, about 8,000 or so shy of a sellout. With big empty pockets in the stadium, the atmosphere has felt like a spring game at some times. Mario Cristobal has asked for more this week, saying he needs the fans to show up and to make Autzen feel like Autzen this Saturday. So how about it? Oregon, the prospectus, Oregon sells out the Stanford game.
Well, you said it hasn't been that long, but when the number of non-sellouts from 1999 to 2016 is zero, and then the last three have had three, that's actually a lot. This game's definitely a sellout. Book it.
The Super Bowl halftime show was announced today, and literally no one is excited. Maroon 5 will perform in Atlanta this year. Atlanta, Maroon 5. Those things go together like toothpaste and orange juice. It harkens us back to the NHL All-Star Game, which for some reason decided to feature Kid Rock, because nothing screams the sport of hockey like white trash American rap rock. The issue, of course, here is that Atlanta is widely known for its incredible rap artists. Outkast, Ludacris, T.I., heck, back, you could add Killer Mike and include LP and have Run the Jewels perform. Would have been super legit. Instead, we get Adam Levine? Levine? Who the hell cares? And whatever the hell it is that Maroon 5 tries to do. They're from Los Angeles, by the way. Did you need to know that information?
No.
The prospectus. Maroon 5 in Atlanta for the Super Bowl is worse than Kid Rock in the NHL All-Star Game in Tampa.
Well, all this talk about the Super Bowl has taken its toll on me.
Oh, no! You're fired! You're fired! You have to leave!
Come on! That
no!
is genius!
No!
That is absolute genius.
I got a lot of problems no! with you people!
For openers,
good luck in prison.
Nothing, no! nothing is worse than Kid Rock.
Our day was ruined.
And I'm going to say this. If you said,
I am depressed,
Kid Rock or Journey, I would have to think for a second. So Maroon 5, I could actually tolerate.
In my opinion, that sucked.
And by the way, if my wife happens to be driving around listening, she just gave an F you, Alex. So
there's nothing real in the world anymore.
All right, so you're asking me if Maroon 5 is worse than
Maroon
Kid Rock.
Maroon 5 in Atlanta for the Super Bowl is worse than Kid Rock in the NHL All-Star
no.
Game in Tampa.
Nothing's worse than Kid Rock. Sell it.
What's with the Sixers, man? They're so close and yet so far. They have talent across the board, but their front office is a constant state of what the hell is going on? The most recent strain of events was Brian Colangelo's burner Twitter account scandal, which cost him his job. Replacing him, the team announced yesterday, will be Elton Brand, who has been in their front office since 2016, most recently as VP of Basketball Operations and GM of their G League affiliate, the Delaware Bluecoats. Brand, very good player, two-time All-Star, 17 years with the Bulls, Clippers, Sixers, Mavs, and Hawks, averaged 16 points and 9 boards. None of that has anything to do with him being in the front office. So the prospectus, you buy or sell Brand as a GM in Philly.
The Delaware Bluecoats?
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. I've got to see a logo or something. We got to find that.
I'll find that right now.
Because, I mean, you know, the school, Rich Gannon and Joe Flacco, the Delaware Blue Hens. So that's pretty darn cool stuff. Oh, that's brilliant.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's red, white, and blue. It's got the 76. It's Paul Revere.
I'm going to share
taking
it on
the ride.
The old Twitter handle.
That's groovy. You know what? All right, show of hands out there who's not a diehard Sixer fan. Did you even know where Elton Brand was prior to like 4 hours ago? I sure as hell didn't. I don't know. That franchise seems to be trending upward, and I like Elton Brand a lot. I've heard him interviewed before. So I'm, for the hell of it, I'm going to buy it.
I like it.